After 7 hours of debate, Friday, British lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in favour of taking military action against the so-called Islamic State.
The ayes to the right, 524. The noes to the left, 43. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
Earlier, British Prime Minister David Cameron laid out his case for sending warplanes to Iraq.
This is not a threat on the far side of the world. Left unchecked, we will face a terrorist caliphate on the shores of the Mediterranean and bordering a NATO member with a declared and proven determination to attack our country and our people.
Though the bill only covers military action in Iraq, some lawmakers said it would inevitably lead to airstrikes on Islamic State positions in Syria. Outside Parliament, anti-war protesters staged a demonstration against military action. Critics say Britain and the West have learned nothing from the difficult campaign in Iraq after the US-led invasion in 2003. Corporal Simon Miller was one of six British soldiers murdered by an angry mob in southern Iraq in 2003. His father John says the British airstrikes will only encourage extremists plotting to attack Britain.
It's only fueling fire. It's a recruiting program. And the longer that we stay out of it, the better, and let those take the lead and get on with it.
Lance Corporal Ben Hyde was killed in the same incident. His father offers a different opinion on Britain's fight against Islamic State.
I think certainly as regards Iraq, I mean, airstrikes, yeah. Any assistance that we can give. Not necessarily, not boots on the ground. I think that would require a lot more thinking about and a lot more debate. But certainly anything short of that.
Last month, Islamic State militants beheaded British aid worker David Haynes, who had been held hostage by the group since 2013. At the family home in Scotland, his daughter Bethany is trying to cope with the loss. But she's clear about the need to tackle her father's murderers.
IS need eradicated. They can't continue this way. They can't be doing this to people and get away with it, no matter what nationality, if they're Western or not.
Eradicating the Islamic State will entail a long campaign, says Michael Stevens, director of the Royal United Services Institute in Qatar.
What we have is an ability to take the lead in a humanitarian sense, to help out with refugees, to look at rehabilitating the region, to work with all regional allies to defeat ISIS in the long run, not just the military short-term position.
British warplanes are being readied at air bases in Cyprus. They could be in action as early as this weekend. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.